Moolala is brought to you by the nonprofit credit counseling agency, Credit Canada. We are very interested in the newcomer experience on this show. We have looked at, from a personal finance perspective, how they can get jobs, how they can get access to credit when they arrive in this country with no credit score. Today, we're going to focus on how they might be able to get some stuff for free. We're going to talk about a new app. It's called the Canoe Access Pass, C-A-N-O-O, haha. And it comes from the ICC, the Institute for Canadian Citizenship. Joining us now to talk about it is the CEO of the ICC, Daniel Bernard. Hello there.
Hello.
We are, newcomers is something we could talk about all day, every day, because it is so important to the future prosperity of our country. It also affects all aspects of Canadian life in terms of things like real estate and the labor market and all those sorts of things. But we're going to focus on the app. What was the problem that you were trying to solve?
Well, when my parents moved to Canada in the 1970s, their integration into society was based on who they knew. And they had some friends who lived here, and those friends made recommendations. Their ability to become Canadians in the fullest sense, not just workers and taxpayers, but citizens and people with friends and hobbies, that took a long time. And today, the cost of that time is very, very severe for Canada because our retention of skilled immigrants is declining. And so our view is that we need to make the decision to move to Canada not just desirable, but sticky and permanent. We don't want people to have any regrets. And so if they can have a great time here, watch their children smile, enjoy some iconically Canadian experiences, both culture experiences, nature experiences, then the decision to come to Canada will be stickier, and that will benefit not just newcomers in their early years, but also, as you said, all of Canada who benefit from the contributions that immigrants make. So the Canoe app gives new immigrants within their first 5 years as permanent residents free access to over 2,000 experiences, plus big discounts with big brands like Via Rail and Air Canada, concert tickets, sports tickets, you name it. All the things that make life in Canada worth living for everybody who's living here. It's an experiential welcome that so many corporations contribute to. It's a really fantastic and innovative Made in Canada program that's making this country a desirable place, not just to come, but to stay.
Is kind of a great intersection of nation building and marketing. Like, I'm sure the marketers are very happy to have a way to target this audience, both, you know, for-profit banks, but also the cultural institutions that you are promoting on the app. Tell us what, from a user perspective, what will they see when they download it? I downloaded it. You'll describe it better than I will.
I'll describe the ideal version and you can tell me what you actually found. When you download the app, you'll be able to see right away all of the different experiences that are available. And if you want to claim any of the discounts or the freebies, you'll need to scan a document that will allow us to verify your eligibility. So that'll either be your permanent resident card, front or back, or your citizenship certificate. If you've been a citizen for 12 months or fewer, then you're also eligible for Canoe. So the marketers love it. They love it because it's one of these areas where mission and margin are not in tension. They're not competing forces. It's a way to give towards newcomers during an important phase of their lives, which helps them, which helps Canada by ensuring that they're welcome and integrated. And if you build lifelong lasting brand loyalty in the process, then all the better for it. And we're really, really happy. The Canoe Network, like I said, over 2,000 experiences provided by almost 500 different partner organizations. Wow. And that's something that we're able to do, to be a platform that all of corporate Canada, civil society, et cetera, can jump onto. Because if you really want to support newcomers in the country, how do you do that? It's actually not very easy to do, and we provide a mechanism to do that. So it's been definitely taking off amongst marketers.
And it's connected to the community in which you live. So I, as someone based in Toronto, was served up mostly stuff that is relevant within driving distance to me, but you'd find different things in other parts of the country. The one that struck me was it was a Toronto Symphony Orchestra free performance that they're going to record for something. So what it seems like is a lot of the things on offer aren't just available to everybody, but there's some other kind of spin or difference that the app brings to life. Is that accurate, or was that a one-off?
No, that's absolutely accurate. I mean, we try to say that either the activity or the cost of accessing the activity has to be preferential for Canoe members in order for you to be on the app. So, for example, Via Rail offers us a 50% standing discount for all of our members, for you and up to four attending people to go anywhere in Canada once. And that's something that's not available anywhere else. We have a standing discount with Air Canada that has similar properties. So, our banking offer, for example, it's not for all Canoe members, but for a good large majority of them, have access to the group banking. CIBC group banking deal that you cannot get on the street. So we try to make sure that people are bringing their best stuff, and we don't just want to be some another billboard showing people ads. We want to be providing real benefits, including from corporate partners that are trying to market and win over customers. The premise of our service is the same. This is full of gifts. This is a welcome basket. It's an experiential welcome provided by some of the most formidable and reputable institutions in Canada, corporate Canada, civil society, public sector, et cetera, who want to put their welcoming ethos into action. They do that via Canoe. And anyone who's new to the country, you can save thousands of dollars using this app. It's entirely free to join. We don't collect any payment, even if there's a discount that you have to pay for a ticket or whatever. That's between you and the people who provide the ticket. There's no credit card information disclosed or anything like that. We don't sell personal data. We don't sell programmatic ads. We're an idealistic organization. And as you said off the top, this is a great way to save thousands of dollars. Including especially with kids' activities, which can sometimes get very expensive.
I noticed in one of the offers there was a reference to you needing to be a year one user. Tell me more about how that works. The fresher you are to this country, there are different things.
Yeah, so Canoe's going through a transition right now. We used to be a 12-month pass, so you could sign up for Canoe and you'd activate your membership at a time of your choosing, and then a 12-month, 1-year clock would start and you'd have the benefits for that year and then they'd be done. We've now been negotiating with several of our partners, and they're coming on stream gradually to offer the benefits for 4 years. It's the 100% off admission to the zoo or science centers or, et cetera, for the first year. And then 50% in the second year, 25 in the third year, 15 in the fourth year. So your benefits will continue for longer. They'll become progressively less generous as you've been on the program, but at least it gives more people more time to discover more of Canada and fall in love with it. So that's a change that we've been making recently to make sure that these savings go even further.
There is a reference to volunteer opportunities. Tell me about that.
Well, integrating into society is about more than just getting experiences that you would otherwise have to pay for. Making friends and developing Canadian experience are really important. And we've actually found a very significant desire on behalf of newcomers to the country, maybe not on the very first day or in the first months, but after a year or two, to begin to build social capital and networks and make friends around volunteering. It's a very North American, I would say, thing to do, volunteering outside of the faith context. Of course, there are many people who volunteered in faith contexts all around the world, but outside of the faith context. And it's a great way to, like I said, build experience, make friends, build networks, and contribute back to the community, which has contributed in many cases a lot to you. So we make those opportunities available for youth in particular, but for anybody. If they're interested in getting involved, that's a way to do it. And it's not free work. It's not working for free to get some kind of experience that you can later resell. It's really about the value to you and the network that you build and the social capital that you build.
Certainly, the ICC has a broader mandate than just this app, and is an organization that a lot of Canadians don't know much about. What is the mission of the ICC and how does it work?
Yeah, so ICC, Institute for Canadian Citizenship, not International Criminal Court or Indian Cricket Council. That's one of
Okay, clearly you've done some Google research to see what you can trademark and what you cannot.
Yeah, I mean, this was started before my time, but our goal is for immigrants to not just come, but to stay and to become citizens, not just in their passports, but in their hearts. And I'm a big believer that people from around the world have built Canada because they bought into this idea that in Canada, you're not a renter, so to speak, but you're an owner of the society. You don't just live here, but you can vote. You can stand for the highest office as an immigrant. Our founder, Adrian Clarkson, was a refugee who became the governor general, who became head of state. That's possible here. That's illegal in the United States, for example, and in many other countries. So in Canada, anyone who wants to become Canadian and buy in can make the fullest contributions and reap the fullest benefits of this country. everything from the Chinese workers who built this impossible railroad through the mountains to our very first World Cup goal in the FIFA Men's World Cup, which was scored by Alphonso Davies, who's a refugee from Liberia, but who now wraps himself in the maple leaf when he goes to work every day. That's our ethos. We think that all of Canada benefits from it, and that's why we're able to rally all of Canada to provide these benefits. This is not about compassion for immigrants. Poor people, oh no, shouldn't you get some stuff for free? This is a VIP pass recognizing that people with new ideas and new potential from around the world bring renewal and prosperity and hope for our future. That's how it's always been, and that's how we hope it will continue to be.
Fantastic stuff. Thank you for joining us to talk about it.
Thanks for your time.
Daniel Bernard is the CEO of the Institute for Canadian Citizenship.